John chapter 14. So we're just going to look at a few verses here, try to emphasize a truth here that I hope will help to you. If I were going to give this a title, I would call it, How Can We Know the Way? How can we know the way? In John chapter 14, beginning in verse number 1, you'll notice that the Word of God does say this. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, Philip, and yet hast thou not known me? Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Father, help us today just to know you better. Help us to know the way. In Jesus' name, I ask this all. Amen. In the course of conversing with the Lord Jesus Christ, again, chapter 14 is really a wonderful chapter in the Word of God, as with every chapter in the Word of God. But I always like to point out, when Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, this is immediately after he has spoken to the disciples and told them that they were going to deny him. And he told Peter, a cock was not going to crow twice before he had denied him thrice. And immediately Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he begins to tell them about the Father's house, the mansions, the place that Jesus has prepared for them. And he's talking to Thomas and telling him he's going to go a place to him where, in verse 5, he says, starting in verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And he makes a very important statement in verse number 4. He says, and whither I go, ye know. He says, you already know whither I go. And he says, and the way you know. And the embodiment of everything he's saying here, and he asks Thomas, and Thomas doesn't really know what he's talking about. But at the same time, he does know what he's talking about. He just doesn't know that he knows what he's talking about. And he says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? How can we know the way? That's probably one of the most important questions that you'll ever ask in this life. How can we know the way? And if you're saved, I'm telling you, already know the way. And you already know where Jesus is going. And the way that you need to know is the way that determines absolutely every decision you should make. Jesus makes a statement here, the truth, and he always tells the truth. Jesus said to him, I am the way. He says, that's how can we know the way? He says, I am the way. But he said, how can we know the way to get to where you're going? What are you describing? This place, this mansion, everything there is, the place that's repaired. Where are you going? How can we know the way? What is the way we get there? I am the way. The way to get to where you need to go is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in every embodiment, once you have him, that's the way. Once you rest in the way, you know the way. What are you saying? He said, once you have Christ, you need absolutely nothing else. And once you have Christ, you have the door of everything that you actually need and everything that God wants you to look for and live for and long for. You have the Father. Because where you go, he said, we know whether you go. Where was he going? He was going to the right hand of the Father. And we read in the passage below, he said, Philip, verse 7, where he said, if he had known me, you should have known my Father also. And notice what he says here. And from henceforth, ye know him. He didn't say you will know him. He says you know him. Because he knew Philip knew the way. Jesus knew that Philip knew him. And so Jesus knew that Philip knew the Father and had seen the Father because he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ. And the way of everything we need to do is simply looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, that's so incredibly simple that it seems to be should be a lot more to that. But what I want you to see here is that anything outside of the way is a distraction to the way. Because Jesus goes further. He said, now I'm the way. But he says, so you understand, I'm the way. But since I am the way, I'm something else also that will govern you, that will determine the direction where you go. I'm also the truth. I'm the way, but at the same time, I am the truth. So I'm the answer. I'm the precepts. I'm the fact. I'm the substance. I'm the everything. Everything you base your life upon is me. I am the truth. Nothing else is the truth except but me. How can we know the way? Well, Jesus, he's the way. And since he is the way, he's the truth. So the truth of the matter is Jesus. So what decision do I make? Well, there's one way. There's Jesus. How do I live this world? Well, there's one way. And there's one true way to live in this world. And that would be Jesus. Absolutely. And how can we know the way? Well, if you're saved, you know the way. And because you have him inside of you. And you know, and the way was so clearly, completely established on the day of salvation because you said, Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. So the master, you turn to him. So he's the example. He's the exhortation. He's the embodiment of everything we do. Any other example is not the truth about the way you should go, is it? Because Jesus is the truth. If, you know, in fundamentalism for years has encouraged Christian role models. And I understand what they're trying to do. But, you know, they're trying to, you know, people don't really understand what they're doing sometimes. And I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for my brother to believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why I read those verses. He knew that what the Holy Ghost could do through the reading of the Word of God. And we don't have to create a substitute for what is luring people away from God. We just have to know the way. And we have to be the way. Because the way is inside of us. And he says, not only am I the way, he said, how can we know the way? Jesus tells Thomas, you already know the way. Anybody saved today?
Amen.
Oh, so you know the way then. You know the way. If you're saved, then that means you know the truth. That means if you're sitting here wondering how to live your life, you already know. And the way you know. You know, it's time we really have to get to the place where we have to be honest in our relationship with God. We have to start being real about saying, you know what? I know the way, but I'm just not willing to live the way. Because then we can actually repent. And Thomas, Jesus makes it so incredibly clear for Thomas in these statements here. If you think about it, if you catch this, this is life changing. And because it's that incredibly simple. Jesus lived for what? He lived for the Father's will. Jesus said, I do always those things that please him. That's the way. Romans 15, verse 3, for even Christ pleased not himself. He didn't live for his own pleasure. That's the way. No man taketh my life from me. Jesus never had to react to move with the world, move with the trends. He never had to move even the church to meet the needs of the world. He is the way. He was the truth, and he still is, by the way. Not past tense, amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And since he is the way, and he wants you to realize that he is the truth. I'm not the example. I'm not the truth. I'm trying to walk in the truth. You know, because so many, you know, by now, there have been enough horrible examples of Christianity that if we wanted to look at people, we could find a reason to not follow Christ. Is that true? But if we believe in the way, the one that saved us, and if we believe that the way that saved is the truth, Jesus was holy. From a child of age 12, he was, you know, at 12 years of age, what was Jesus doing? Anybody know? He was doing his father's business. So it's never too young to start. Jesus is the way. He never thought, well, you know what? I had this period of my life where I'm supposed to live and have fun and do all these different things, you know. No, he's the way. And if you look at the life of Jesus, he never looked like he was having a bad life. Helping people, healing people, and, you know, changing, helping condemn people to realize that they were no longer condemned. Like the woman taken in adultery, you know, going to sin. I think about the woman at the well, I think he said, go and sin no more. Even the woman taken in adultery saved her from her accusers. Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Yeah, he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, but at the same time, it was the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross and despising the shame. The shame what? That made it seem like he was anything except but the way because he had to be robed in flesh. And not only is he the truth, but he's also the life. He's the life. What are you looking? What do you want out of life? What is the way? Okay, we look around us, you know, and everybody's asking questions, you know. And, hey, can I tell the truth while I'm preaching? I've asked that question. I've looked at the Bible, and I've looked around for people. Who's living like this today? Who's living like that today? Who's living like this today? And I'm thinking, I read the scriptures, and I see things that don't add up with what I see in everyday religion. I know what my spirit bears witness with the scriptures, and I've hear a little, there a little, compared the line of a lot of precepts on precepts, and I see a lot of things lacking and wanting. And I've asked this question: how can we know the way? This group says this, this group says that, this group says this group says that. And by the way, that's all Baptists. I hadn't even got to another denomination yet. I'm talking about just Baptists. 10 different ways of doing things. Can I get a witness in the house? Amen. And so my goal is, by the Word of God and the Holy Ghost of God, to make your life so incredibly simple today that you'll never miss it. You know the way. And it's the one that's inside of you. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. So why do you, what is the right answer about the situation? What is the truth about the character that my life should show? What is the truth about the commitment that my life should have for the things of God? What is the truth that my life should have regarding soberness or seriousness regarding the Heavenly Father's will? What is the truth regarding prayer? Jesus said, I knew that thou hearest me always, referring to his Heavenly Father. What is the truth about his Father's ability to save? It's Jesus. Because Jesus has shown he's the way of salvation. He's the truth about salvation. There's nobody outside the reach of Jesus Christ. All whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He's the truth about the situation. He's the life. Do I need a big house? Do I need a big car? Do I need this degree, that degree? Do I need to be established here? Do I need this career, that career? What do I need to know that my life has meaning while I'm here on the face of the earth? What do I need to know? What is the way? How can we, in this day with so much confusion, how can we know the way to live a life that when he does come, thank God again for the reading of the Word of God, that when he burns up everything, there will not be wood, hay, and stubble. You know the way. Are you with me? You know the way. You just have to believe the way. See, since you know the way, see what battle, when, you know what the battle is? God doesn't do anything by accident. It's just good. Since you know the way, you know what the battle is for all of us right now? Is the second thing that he said about himself, believing he's the truth. Are you with me? Amen. Well, you know the way, because the Spirit bears witness one with another. We are the children of God, and we see the example of Christ. We know the life that he lived. We know his commitment. We know his zeal. We know his concern. We know his compassion. We know his priorities. We know his commitment. He said, I must do the will of him that sent me. He said, I must walk while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work. I must work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. We know, we know, we know, we know. But Satan battles us just like he did Adam and Eve. Yea, hath God said. Yeah, I see the way. I know the way. But is that way really the truth? You know, if you rest in what you know, today will be a life-changing way day. Because he's not only the way, he's the truth. See, I'm not the example. I want to live the example. I want to be the example. Jesus set the example. He's the way. And the reason we have a church family is that if every person that knows him today will set their eyes on the way, guess what? When one of us is out of the way, we'll be to help the other one back in the way. And one of us is stumbling around the truth. We can, you know, we'll lovingly do like I'm telling you today now. Now you know the way. I mean, that's what I'm telling everybody. You know the way, don't you? I love the Lord because and Jesus had such a powerful life because he always knew who he was. He said, I am the way. And do you realize that God knows something about you don't know? Remember when he said, Matthew 5, he said, ye are the light of the world. Because he knows something you don't know about yourself. You're a living representation of the way. Now again, we're not the perfect example, but we are the light. Jesus is the true light, but we are the light. And we are God's appointed witnesses to show forth the way. Our lives are the arrows that say, not me, but him. And as we accept the reality and stop doubting the person of Christ, even like Thomas did, even when he's in our presence. And anybody, I mean, tell us, anybody ever been in the prayer closet, you've been alone with God, and you know the Spirit of God spoke to your heart, and then the first thing you said, are you sure? or you got out of the prayer closet, and I'm not, because I mean, you prayed, and you were so excited, so happy, and you know God visits you, and all of a sudden you step out of the closet. Well, I think that was God. But you know. When you left that embrace of the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden you said, is that really the truth? We read about Stephen and Paul. And they weren't the way, but they lived the way. And we wonder, should we be like that? Should we be like that? Well, we know that it doesn't matter if we're like them. Because we know the way. And even whatever level of commitment you see in me, hopefully you see some level of commitment. You know that it doesn't matter what you see in me. Because you know the way. And if you will trust the one that saved you and believe that the way is the truth, then a marvelous thing will take place, which is what so many people never find. You'll leave this place today knowing that you have the life. But see, he that seeketh his life, the same shall lose it. See, the way didn't seek his life. And that's why he had power over his life. And so he says, Thomas said, Lord, how can we know the way? And he told him in verse 4, he said, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas, you know the way. And just to make sure Thomas wouldn't miss it, he said, Thomas, I am the way. I'm the embodiment. I'm everything that you need to be. I'm your vision. I'm your victory. I'm everything you need to see. And Thomas, as you look at me, as you look at my example, as you look at everything I manifest, you look at the way I live, Thomas, don't you doubt for a second that I am the truth. And Thomas, don't you be misled like Eve was in the garden and think that there's life anywhere else except but in the way. And if you're saved today, you know the way because he saved you. You got the life that day. You know you received eternal life. Is there a witness in the house for that? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Salvation in Jesus Christ because of the way. The message is very simple today. We've all, to a measure, God has plans for each of us in this room for his glory. And many times the reason we get stuck in a situation is we stop and we say, how can we know the way? I'm here to tell you by the authority of the word of God, you know the way. Don't look at me. Don't look at your brother or sister beside you. Love me and love your brother or sister beside you. But look unto Jesus and believe what you already know. The way. Don't doubt the truth of the way. And the life just takes care of itself. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God today. Lord, I just know that you're almighty. And I just know, I thank you for what has happened already today, how you ministered to hearts through the singing, through the word of God that's been read. And oh, my Father, I pray that those that are saved today would believe in the reality that you are the way and that you are the truth and that you are the life. And Lord, if there be any today that still sit and say they do not know the way, then they've expressed their own heart's condition. They know. Would you give them the faith to repent and believe on Christ unto salvation? Thank you for being a great God, my Father. Lord, I thank you for helping me through this message. Lord, I don't know how in the world this all came into being from what I was looking at this morning, but I thank you for it, Father. I realize that you have done something special to help these precious people in spite of the person you set before them. God, strengthen them according to thy great and wondrous